Good. All right. Let's call the roll.
Scott, Maldonado.
Here.
Alquist, Denham, Lowenthal, Morrow, Romero, Smithian, Soto, Spear, Torlakson.
Okay. Quorum has been established. We are meeting for the purpose of hearing Senate Bill 472 by Senator Alquist. You may present.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill extends the sunset by 6 years from July 1st, 2006 until July 1st, 2012 on the Mathematics and Reading Professional Development Program, which I will call the MRPDP from now on, and creates a professional development component for teachers of English language learners. The 2006 Budget Act includes $31.7 million for MRPDP and $25 million to provide development to teachers of English language learners. Assembly amendments enhance the development program by adding the ELL professional development component and require that training providers have knowledge of various content standards and instructional materials. Teachers must take the base 40 hours of training, and the superintendent of and these new English language learner development provisions are funded by the $25 million appropriation in the Budget Act.
Okay, we have a motion. There's a question. Senator Spear.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It appears that this program was created back in 2001 with a sunset date, with the intention to look at it to determine whether or not it works. So it looks like July 1st came and went. It wasn't extended. Now we're doing it at the last minute. And the question still has to be asked, does it work? Was it worth investing in? I mean, this is reminds me of all the categoricals we've created over decades that have, you know, questionable value from time to time. And there's nothing in here that suggests that there's been any evaluation of it.
I don't at my fingertips have a chart to show you of improvements made. But from previous reading, I think test scores in English and math have gone up, particularly in math. And as a former algebra and trigonometry teacher, what I have found, and I think test scores have gone up in math, I can't speak as well to the English, but if teachers are not comfortable teaching mathematics, there's no way that our students are really going to learn. So I think it's a benefit to have this program continue and also to have the assembly amendments dealing with the English language learners.
It's my understanding that in your previous bill, there was a comment in the analysis on the evaluation. Unfortunately, we don't have that here.
Right.
Indicating that the Department of Education viewed it as viewed it favorably and felt it had worked. I regret that we don't have that evaluation in front of us right now. But okay, additional questions? Well, there has been a motion. Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Aye.
Scott? Aye. Maldonado? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist? Aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham? Aye. Lowenthal? Morrow? Romero? Smithian?
Aye.
Smithian? Aye. Soto?
Aye.
Soto? Aye. Spear?
Aye.
Spear? Aye. Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson? Aye.
What's the vote? The vote is 7-0. This bill is out.